So I'm going to talk to you about the exposure to infant feeding information in the media during pregnancy and the association that we found that that had with infant feeding decision postpartum. And I'd just like to thank my co-author Zina, couldn't be here, but she's actually the first author on this study, and I'm presenting it for her. And Sarah Fine, who from the FDA, who has helped us with the support for this study. And I have no disclosures. So I think it's really important to say up front that this is about information in the media. It's not directly about advertising because the information as it was collected did not distinguish between the kind of information that women were exposed to. So there is a lot of information in the media about infant feeding in general, and sometimes that's in the form of direct-to-consumer advertising from the formula industry. Sometimes it's simply a news story, like about a formula recall, or about breastfeeding in public, or it could be like an informational article in a woman's magazine or a pregnancy magazine about how to feed your baby. So there is a lot of different kinds of information out there in the media, and we use like the general information term as opposed to specific advertising. There are studies that show that people do get this kind of information and actually take it seriously. And one study that was published in Pediatrics, 17% of the women, when they asked them where they got their information from about infant feeding, said that they relied on the popular media for that information. And 22% of the women in that study that had breastfed said that the information that they saw on TV or in magazines had influenced their decision to breastfeed. So we know that people do take this stuff seriously. As a former journalist, I'm not sure I would, but people do. The data that we analysed came from the Infant Feeding Practices study. Some of you actually designed that, so I won't go on at length about it. The methodology is described at length and has already been published in Pediatrics, but it's a national mail-in survey conducted mainly by the FDA and the CDC and other government agencies, and it was completed between 2005 and 2007. Documenting infant care, feeding and care practices in year one of life. And the women in that study were recruited in the third trimester, and they retained the healthy term singletons. So that's the population that we were looking at, healthy term singletons. So the objectives of the particular study that we were looking at, we had two sort of studies within one here. The first part of the study, we wanted to just look at how much information people receive from the media and which of the sources they got the different kinds of information from. And then the second part of the study, we wanted to see if there was any association between where people got their infant feeding information from and how they chose to breastfeed. And we only looked at the very early days of life. So again, the data came from the Infant Feeding Practices study. There are hundreds and hundreds of questions in this study. We just used the answers to two questions. The first question was on the prenatal questionnaire when women were asked if they'd heard, seen, or read anything about breastfeeding or about infant formula, and then it listed all the different possible sources, which I'll show in the results. And then the information that we got about how the women fed their babies, it was the same group of women, and at 1 month they were asked how they'd fed their babies in the hospital, and we took that from that particular question. So we used two questions from this study. And then we used demographic information also from the study that went with the people who'd answered these questions. Our definitions were, we used the same definitions that we used in the rest of the studies that have been based on this particular questionnaire, and the initiation of breastfeeding was women reported ever breastfeeding or fed breast milk to the baby, and exclusivity was defined, and we were only looking in the hospital for this particular study, so it was infant consumed no liquids other than breast milk by the time of hospital discharge. And these are the techniques that we used for the analysis. So in terms of the demographics of the people that were that answered the questions, 36% of them were college graduates, 82% white, only 30% on WIC. The national average is about 50% of women are eligible for WIC, and 85% initiated breastfeeding. So you can see that this study was, the people were not particularly representative. It was biased towards basically white, well-educated, middle-class women. So this is the first data that we looked at. This was just to assess the exposure to feeding information, remember, not advertising, but infant feeding information during pregnancy by the 4,750 women who answered this part of the questionnaire. And you'll see the sad thing is that in every single category, women saw more formula feeding information than breastfeeding information. So, for example, 84% of women saw something about formula feeding in the magazines, but only 75% of women saw something about breastfeeding. Just to explain kind of how the data were got together, the groups were not mutually exclusive. So you had this long list of questions. So you could say, yes, I saw something about formula in a magazine, and yes, I saw something about breastfeeding in a magazine, and yes, I saw something about on television about formula feeding, but no, I didn't see anything on television about breastfeeding. So you answered all the questions. So the groups are not mutually exclusive. People could answer, you know, depending on what they had seen. I think it's kind of interesting that the one place where there is a much more even distribution is the web internet. My hypothesis would be that that's information that people are seeking out themselves, that it's not being piped down to them on television or by opening a magazine, but they're actually looking to find information about something that they may be interested in. That would be one possible reason why on the web and internet it's almost the same. But you can see that everywhere else, there was more information on formula, and this study was conducted at the same time that the National Breastfeeding Awareness Campaign was going on. So at the time that this survey was done, the chances of people hearing something directly about breastfeeding and promoting breastfeeding in the media were higher than they would be normally. And then, as I say, the second part of the study, we looked to see if there was any kind of an association between what people saw and what people did. And in this case, we created different groups from the same population, and these groups were mutually exclusive. And we had about 3,000 women who had complete data on both the first question that we asked them and on the infant feeding question, so it's a different number of women. And this is really where I'm going to spend my time. There are four mutually exclusive groups here. There are people who claim they saw nothing at all about infant feeding in the media during pregnancy. And then there's the majority of people who saw both breastfeeding and formula information. And then as a separate category, who not included in any of the other categories, there are women who said they saw only breastfeeding information. And then the fourth category was people who saw only formula information. So those four categories are mutually exclusive. You can't be in the breastfeeding only if you both saw breastfeeding and infant formula. And you can see that the big group that saw breastfeeding and formula information breastfed at about the rate that the entire sample breastfed at, which is about 85%. And so the interesting stuff comes when you look at the people who saw only one or the other type. So if you look at people who saw only breastfeeding information, you can see that actually they had a much higher rate of breastfeeding, which was 97%. And if you look at the people who saw only the formula feeding information, you can see that 25% of those people only formula fed. They didn't breastfeed. Is that clear? Yeah. Now, I know what you're all thinking, and this is what we thought too. Well, it's like just self-selecting, right? If I'm going to formula feed, I'm only going to notice formula. I mean, that's definitely a limitation. But the kind of interesting thing was that when we looked at exclusivity, it wasn't actually significant anymore. And I would have thought that if it was the case that all those really crazy breastfeeding people only noticed breastfeeding information in the magazine, then they would also be the ones that would be exclusively breastfeeding. So I think it's kind of interesting that the relationship really didn't hold when you got to the exclusivity. So if you look at, again, the four mutually exclusive groups and you look at the breastfeeding only group, you don't have very much difference between the people that breastfed exclusively or didn't breastfeed exclusively, even though they only saw breastfeeding information in the media. You see a little bit more with the formula feeders that there were a few more people that only did formula. But really, there wasn't any statistical significance, so it was kind of interesting. Because I thought that, well, then if we're going to see it in the general population, in any breastfeeding, we're going to see it in exclusivity, and we really didn't see it in exclusivity. And we did multivariate logistic regression, and the same thing came up. We controlled for, I can't remember if that's all in there, but all the basic demographics, all the kind of things, race, ethnicity, age, all the things that we put into all the breastfeeding studies, we controlled for all of those. And we came out with the adjusted odds ratio that women who only saw breastfeeding in the media were significantly more likely to initiate than women who saw nothing, and there was an AOR of 4.86. and women who only saw formula were significantly less likely to initiative than those who saw nothing. We used nothing as our reference group. And then with the exclusivity, I mean, you can see a trend there, but there really was not, again, there was no significance. Women who only saw formula were less likely to breastfeed, but there was no significance to that. So we didn't see anything with exclusivity. Limitations, it was not a representative sample because of the socioeconomic bias of the sample, with minorities underrepresented. And obviously that we can't show causality. It could be due to selective viewing. We also don't know what they saw, but you know, to what extent it matters what you saw. A lot of it is simply about social norms and what's out there and general exposure, but we don't know what they saw. I think a really important take-home point is that there's more information out there still in the media, that at least people are noticing more information on formula feeding in every type of media than breastfeeding. And we're not just talking adverts, we're talking, you know, informational articles, people breastfeeding or not on television, that kind of thing. So there's more information that everyone's seeing on formula. And I think it's particularly worrying because if that is having an influence on people, then the fact that there's more formula feeding out there could be affecting the overall rates of initiation, because if everyone's seeing more formula feeding and it really is any kind of causality, then obviously then that's going to lead to less breastfeeding. I think it was interesting that seeing only breastfeeding information was associated with increased initiation, but not with exclusivity. And I mean, you can postulate anything, but it's possible that people saw something and thought, oh, I'll give that a try because they've been exposed to more stuff about it, but that exposure was not enough to push them into exclusivity. I mean, that's just pure speculation, but that's a possibility. And that's it. So if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to take them. The internet didn't have any relationship with anything. All of that was combined together. So when you look at those like outcomes, we combined all. The first table was just looking at where people saw things, but when we looked at the association, we combined seeing things anywhere. We didn't have enough people. We had a problem, but the big problem with the study was that most people saw both. So we had small ends of people looking. So we had to kind of divide it down. So we couldn't go by just specific media source, because so many people saw so much stuff in so many places that to try and do any kind of analysis based on this group of people seeing it in this particular, it didn't work. Too many people were exposed to both to be able to do that. So we don't know. I mean, the only thing we know about the electronic media was that it was kind of easily split, that people were actually almost half and half saw breast or formula. Yeah.
It's this similar. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to know if women are perceiving that advertisement as breastfeeding promotion, or if they see it as this is a formula advertisement, next best thing.
Do people hear that? Do you want me to repeat? It's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's true that that breastfeeding is being theoretically pushed in formula company literature. And how people see that is an interesting thing. I mean, I would think the formula company people are clever enough to know that if they're putting all that money into it, then it's going to help formula, not breastfeeding. I wouldn't think they'd invest in it if they didn't think that. But any other questions? Okay, thanks very much.